MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has told lawmakers she is calling a special session to start on November 10th, and it will have a single bill to be considered. That bill will deal with the funding of SNAP expenses for New Mexican SNAP recipients, should the federal government shutdown continue through that date. SNAP expenses are about $20 million per week in New Mexico and makes it the state with the highest SNAP population share. Roughly 21% of New Mexico's population, or around 459,535 people, receive SNAP benefits at an average monthly benefit figure of about $188 per participant or $352 per household. Nationally, around 12% of the population, or a little over 41 million people, receive SNAP benefits. The move comes after New Mexico joined about two dozen other states filing a lawsuit in Massachusetts against the Trump administration over the impending loss of SNAP benefits amid the government shutdown. In Ruidoso Downs, the 4th Annual Fraternal Order of Police Halloween Trunk or Treat will take place 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday at the Ruidoso Downs Racetrack. The event is free for all families and will feature fire trucks, police cars, candy, hot chocolate, games, and a haunted house located inside the grandstand. The cantina at the track is also offering $4 kids' meals and other food specials to make the evening a howling spooktacular event. And Zoe, an assisted reading certified therapy dog, listens to children read aloud during weekly pause and pages sessions at the Roswell Public Library 3 to 5 p.m. on Thursdays, except on holidays and when the library is closed. Virginia Bartley, the dog's handler and best friend, said the pair has visited All Saints Catholic School, multiple local public schools, and is available for other school visits. Struggling young readers find comfort while not being judged to be particularly effective, as a dog can help ease their self-consciousness. Zoe and Bartley can be reached by email at gbart12@gmail.com. GEEBART12@gmail.com. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.